Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And .com.
Josh, would you like to comment on your favorite person, J.J. Watt?
Look, it would be extremely easy for me to take the victory lap and say, I told you so. J.J. Watt is always the first to tell you just how hard he's working.
Well, he just wanted to get in front of the story.
Sure.
Where is the story?
He said, I heard this was going to get leaked, and then no one reported it. So, apparently, J.J. Watt went into AFib on Wednesday, had to have his heart shocked back into its correct rhythm, and played on Sunday.
Yes, and your thought on this is?
I want to be crystal clear on this.
You don't think he's very brave?
Crystal clear on this. I'm glad J.J. Watt is alive and okay.
Yes.
But I have two follow-up thoughts. J.J. Watt is the biggest look at me, Louie, in the history of that league, including a league that had Terrell Owens in it. And second of all, what the hell are we doing here? What the hell are we doing? J.J. Watt died this week, and they were like, yeah, you can play on Sunday. It's fine.
Yeah, that is really weird. And otherwise, we wouldn't have heard about it unless a story got reported on it. Like, that's not normal.
And why would, like, what's the, okay, go report that. It happened. That's the person's job, is to report the goings on within the locker room and organization. Like, that's.
Yeah.
That's their job. That's Adam Schefter's job. That's Jay Glazer's job, is to say, hey, this happened, and it's kind of interesting. Three tackles, two passes defended for J.J. Watt.
And one AFib.
And one W for the 2-2 Arizona Cardinals, who are perfect on the road this year.
No, I just wanted to get your thought on that, because I know how much you love J.J.
He is in my top five enemies list. Thank you for bringing that up.
Mm-hmm.
I am glad he's okay, but also, glory hog.
So I'd been cooking this up for a couple years now, people may have noticed that Nebraska doesn't win very many football games.
Whoa.
But you also, sorry, shots fired, right?
Cheap shot.
What did they deserve for me to say that? But it's true. Nebraska, you may have noticed, has not been very good over the last couple of years. Specifically over the last, like, let's say four-ish, five-ish now. So Nebraska has been, and I don't know how most people grade out on this, but Nebraska has been horrible both going into and coming out of bye weeks really consistently for like the last 4 years. In fact, I tweeted this out on Saturday night, their last win coming out of a bye, this is coming out of a bye when you're supposed to be healthy and refreshed and this sense of new may come over your team. Now, some of it depends on what happens in between the bye and where the bye takes place in your season. Nebraska's last win coming out of a bye was October 28th, 2017 at Purdue. 2017. Somebody tweeted at me the box score from that game. The names on that are almost unbelievable. It feels like from another lifetime ago. It was 5 years ago, less than 5 years ago. Their last win coming out of a bye was November 28th, 2017. They had lost 5 games in a row coming out of bye weeks. Which seems almost difficult. Now, okay,
What are we talking about here? We talk about playing Ohio State every time.
Yeah.
Here are the teams that they lost to. Indiana in 2019. Wisconsin in 2019. Now, count this or don't, but it was Northwestern in 2020. It wasn't necessarily a bye week. They had a week off because Wisconsin couldn't play because they had COVID in 2020.
Okay.
But they didn't play a week before they played at Northwestern. Lost. Last year against Purdue, and last year against Wisconsin again. 0-5. They are still on a streak of they haven't won any games going into byes in a while either. Man, I didn't do the math on that one. Their last win going into a bye. But somebody, you know, and I don't think this is like an unfair conclusion to draw. What is Nebraska doing? What was Nebraska doing during bye weeks?
And they've lost how many season openers in a row? Two? Three?
Okay. All right. Let's think back here. They lost this year. They lost last year.
Uh-huh.
They lost in 2020.
Uh-huh.
They did not lose in 2019.
Okay, so three consecutive.
Correct.
So more time equals.
More time seems to be worse.
Yeah. Friday night in Piscataway.
Do you think that correlates at all with what you have now come to know about the Scott Frost era? Because I do.
What sort of fills in the cracks.
It just, exactly. Like, the bye weeks are your opportunity to get yourself as organized as possible, get your team as organized as possible, clean up details, get healthy, right? Most of all, get healthy. And I think, you know, that happens just by virtue of time. But you have to manage it really well in order to get things out of it. And I don't think the weight is insignificant either. I always talk about the weight of the program under Scott Frost, and I always felt like it was carrying such a huge weight on their shoulders. And that's supposed to sort of dissipate during the bye week as well. People could go off and they go apple picking and they do whatever they do. They don't watch Nebraska football for one Saturday, and it sort of loosens everybody up. Oh yeah, Nebraska football is playing this Saturday. I remember them. And that weight sort of goes away. I do think that matches up a little bit with the inconsistencies in the program, with the lack of organization, with, you know, fill in the blanks, and even with the detail stuff over the last 4+ years of Nebraska football. Yes, the last time Nebraska won a game coming out of a bye was in 2017, Mike Riley's final season. Crazy. It's crazy to think about. It's only five games, but man, it's like, and how many times did this happen in the Frost era too, Josh? Like, it's like getting a delay of game coming out of a timeout. Yeah. It's like getting a dumb penalty on first down on your first drive.
It's like calling timeout before the first snap of the game.
Right.
That was Indiana, but still.
You know, it's just like those should be red flags of like, why is this happening? This is a pure organizational thing. You should be your most ready when you're coming out of bye week. You should be your most ready when it's your first offensive play from scrimmage. You should be your most ready when it is the kickoff of the game or an extra point, you know, when you have time to sort of settle or coming out of a timeout. It seemed like that was the worst thing for Nebraska over the last 4 years. Not a coincidence, in my opinion.
Small sample size, but I really do think there's a little kernel there that can fill in part of the picture.
It's not a coincidence, in my opinion. We'll come back and we'll get to the poll questions, round things out, tell you what to watch tonight next on 1620 The Zone. This week's Zone deal is for Scary Acres, a Halloween tradition. Home of Omaha's three greatest haunted attractions, the Master's Castle, the House on the Hill, and the Haunted Woods. Two passes to Scary Acres for just $28. That's a heck of a Zone deal on sale this Friday, October 7th at 9 o'clock at 1620thezone.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.